Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to see everybody had their clocks adjusted correctly and you braved the snow we had to make it to worship this morning. Just want to say thank you for being here today. It's a special day in the life of our church. Many of you know we have baptism today and we're looking forward to worshiping this commitment that these individuals have made to our Lord and Savior. And so we're going to celebrate that today. At the end of your pew, there's a pew pad. We invite you to take that, pass it down your aisle, put your name in there and any other information you would like to give us. And we just want to say thank you for being here with us today. On the inside of your bulletin, we have a few announcements. I will not mention all of those. We'll highlight a couple of those, invite you to turn there. This Thursday, we do have College Parkers. It is not on St. Patrick's Day, but I was already told to be sure to wear your green. The pinchers will be there. So that'll be a great time of fellowship together this Thursday for our senior adults at College Parkers at 11:30. Also, at the bottom of your bulletin, you see if you would like to place a lily in the sanctuary for Easter, which is on April the 16th, you see the other information there. Please read that and have your money and sign-up sheet in for that no later than Sunday, April the 2nd. Also coming up, we have a great opportunity in the life of our church, you'll see there, to celebrate old Raymond Smith being here for 25 years. That's going to be a fun day, you see there, on April the 2nd, starting at 4:30. We're going to have a great time together. It's going to be a covered dish meal. And we didn't put it in there, but we do want to suggest kind of make this food kind of Raymond-style food. So if you know Raymond, you know he loves mayonnaise. Yeah, he really doesn't like the mayonnaise. He calls it slime. There you go. So if you're going to make a slime dish, just be sure Raymond knows about it. But it'll be a great time of fellowship together and a great time of thanking he and his family's involvement and investment in our lives here in this church. And we're going to have some fun with it, too. We're not going to share all the secrets, but it'll be a great time fellowship together. Mark your calendars, and you'll be hearing more about that in the days to come. Our ushers are now going to come down the aisle, and if you're a guest with us, we just want to give you some information. Oh, they're coming this way and then back down this way. See, I'm still learning here. If you didn't know, I've been here since January. Even though I grew up here, things have changed. And so our ushers are now going to come back down the aisle, and they want to, if you're a guest with us, they just want to give you a little information about us. We thank you for the information you gave, and we just want to give you some information about us. A letter from our pastor's in there, and once again, we just thank you for worshiping with us today. And like I said, today is a special day in the life of the church as we celebrate the commitment that some of these individuals have made to choose Jesus over this world. And so as we begin worship today, let's join our hearts together in prayer. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this day that we have to worship you. Father, today and as we celebrate the new believers that are choosing to make a stand to follow you and not follow this world, Father, allow all of us to remember that day that we entered the water as well, when we committed our life to follow you as our Lord and Savior. Father, this morning, let our worship be pleasing to you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Oh, heard me say before that baptism and communion day is probably my favorite days in worship. And as I said in the 9 o'clock service, it's an opportunity for us as the body of Christ to celebrate families, to celebrate communion with one another, the fellowship, the instruction, the natural process of people young and old growing in their faith and knowing Christ more completely. So today is an exciting day, and I want to ask as we get started if the Hoosier girls would join me in the water, please. This is Ashley Hoosier, and she comes today letting you know that she has publicly professed Christ as her Savior, and she is following his example in baptism today. And I want to ask all of you who have had a part of her Christian education to this day, whether that be in Sunday school or Wednesday nights or family, if all of you would please stand as her dad comes to deliver a charge to her.
Hello, Peanut. First, I want to say your mom and dad are very proud of your decision you've made today. I want to read a passage to start off with. It's from Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me." I wasn't sure you were ready for this day. Then I got to thinking, and I really prayed on it so that I would know that I was going to let you make this decision. Each night when we say our prayers together, most of those nights your prayers are so thoughtful and meaningful. Then I thought maybe it was me not ready for you. Because that would mean you were growing up way too fast. You've always been so good at everything you've done. You have your mom and your sister to thank for that, that's for sure. You also know that you have Jesus to thank for that. And you've never forgotten to tell Jesus thank you for all your many blessings. Sometimes us as adults, we forget to say those thank yous for all the good things we have. And we go to God and we ask for all the help, for all the stuff going wrong in our life. You don't do that. You say thank you first, always. Ashley, I want you to continue to be you, putting other people first and generally wanting the best for everyone. Your mom and I love you so much. We know you're going to do great things in life through Jesus. Stay a child of God.
Ashley, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure, it is a joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your mama's here, and she's got a candle she wants to hand to you as a reminder to let your light shine. Okay. This is Sarah Hoosier, and older sister of Ashley. And I want to invite all of those who have been a part of her Christian education, whether it be family, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, youth group, all of you who have had a part in that, including her peers in the youth group, I invite you all to stand as we stand and have Dad deliver charge to Sarah. Oh, okay, he's good. I lost him for a second there.
Oh, a little bit. Your mom and I are proud of the young lady you have become. From the moment you came into this world, we've known you were destined for great things, and we've expected nothing less of you. Being the first kid is tough, and that's because your mom and I were learning to be parents as you were becoming a kid. You're so very talented in everything you do, from gymnastics to singing and now even your track adventures. We're so proud of the big sister you've become, the person you've become, and we look forward, we love the way that you look for the best in others and are always lending your help. This step in your life is one of the many you will take, but it is the most important. I'm so glad you are doing this now. I feel you have really vested the time and the soul searching and that it takes for a decision like this. The step you're taking will shine a light on all your future steps. Put Jesus into all your decisions, and you will lead a blessed life. I picked a scripture today, and it's the first scripture I remember learning back when I was in fourth grade. I'm going to read it real quick. It's from Psalms 100. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He has made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. I think you live this way now. Don't compromise your beliefs, Sarah. Keep singing with joy in your life, and let Jesus be that someone of joy.
Sarah, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure, it's a joy, it's a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your mom is here, and she's got a candle for you as well. Keep that as a reminder to let your light shine.
You see in your order of service that Shakira Jones was going to be baptized this morning. Probably more commonly known to many of you as Ben Arthur's mama, and she has the flu. Ben Arthur had it all week, and he passed it on to mom, the gift that doesn't go away. And so she regrettably has had to back out this morning, but she said she'll catch us the next time, so we'll look forward to that. This is Drew Foster, and I want to invite family members and all who've had a part in his Christian education, whether it be on Sunday, Wednesdays, or whenever it has been, if you would, including family, please join in standing if you're able to do that. And Grandma has come to deliver a charge to you.
Otherwise known as Mimi.
Mimi, okay.
Hey, buddy. I'm not sure that I'm the best speaker in your family to be up here, and you know why. But guess what? You're stuck with me. Today is a very important and special day for you, and we are all so happy to be here to support you. Not just your mom and dad and your sisters, your grandparents are here, and all these church people. The people that are standing now have all had a part in getting you to this day. That day in October when you asked Jesus to come into your heart, and you accepted him as your Savior, that secured your future for eternity. As Christians, we have a hope that others don't. God gives us his awesome and amazing grace just because we ask, not because we've earned it or we deserve it, but he gives it to us freely because he loves us. There are so many things that I can stand here and say about you, the kind of person you are, but I guess since I'm your Mimi, I would be a little prejudiced. But seriously, from the time you were just a little guy, you've always had a very kind and tender heart. I think you show kindness and compassion for others, and kindness is maybe more of an attitude than a deed or something you do for somebody. It comes from your heart. You're loyal to your friends, and you work hard to try to please, and especially to please your dad and your mom. I know that they are very proud of you and the character that you show. They're proud of who you are and who you are becoming. There's one story that I want to share from when you were maybe about 4 or 5 years old. I took you and Abby and Lauren to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
And you all picked out really pretty orange pumpkins, nicely shaped. But then you saw this whole other patch over there that had all those bumpy ones with the ridges on them and different kinds of colors and things. And you found one there that you would like to take home as well. And if I remember correctly, it was not perfectly shaped. The color was a little different. And it looked like it had warts all over it. And I said, "Are you sure you want that one?" And you said, "Yes." So we took those pumpkins home, took them to your house, and they were all out on the front porch when your dad came home that day. I don't know if it was you or your mom that ended up telling me this, but I think Dad asked about the pumpkins or commented about the pumpkins, but then he wanted to know about that weird one out there and who and why that one was out there, who brought it and why. And you looked at him with those big, beautiful blue eyes and said something like, "Well, Daddy, I didn't think anyone else would want it, so I took it." And you've been picking ones like that every time we go ever since. I love that about you. I want to encourage you to stay that way. I want to encourage you to read your Bible and pray and talk to God every day. He's always waiting and ready to hear from you. There are a couple of Bible verses that I'd like to share with you. The first is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." And then in Jeremiah 29, 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future." What a wonderful day for you and all of us who love you. Always know that we love you and God loves you. I wish for you love and happiness, but not just happiness. I wish you joy.
Drew, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a privilege, it's an honor, and a joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Drew, your dad's here, and he's got a candle for you. Put that somewhere where it'll remind you to let your light shine. Okay, buddy? For our next baptism, I want to invite my friend since 1980, 79, 78, somewhere in there. I was trying to fudge a little bit, Steve. The Reverend Dr. Steve Loftus, and he is going to be baptizing his son, Colin.
I first want to say a word of thanks to Raymond for allowing me this opportunity and for Colin for agreeing to be baptized by me. Would those of you who are part of our family, friends of Colin's who have been with him since the short time we've been here, Sunday school teachers, RA leaders, etc., would you stand, please, at this time? Coming to speak a word of encouragement to Colin is his grandfather, the Reverend Dr. Ronald Loftus, my father.
Colin, you are the ninth grandchild born to Grandma and Grandpa Loftus' family. You also are the second grandchild to have been born into the Beasley family, Sammy and Sandra Beasley, your other grandparents. You're making a commitment to Jesus Christ today completes all nine of those who have borne the Loftus name and genealogy. For that, we are grateful to God. Your experience today is a symbol of what has already taken place in your life, and it may very well be that the experience of baptism will survive in your memory even when the remembrance of your declaration of faith begins to fade. I encourage you to train yourself to recall both events, baptism and confession of faith, from time to time. God has blessed you with a good mind and with a loving and kind heart. Use your mind to learn all that you can about God and about yourself, and then use that kind and loving heart as you use both of these to apply that learning to life. Always remember that God loves you more than any other person, any being in the whole wide world could love you. However, never forget that those you love you in return.
It is with great joy and celebration Colin has finally made that profession of faith to follow Christ, has shown the wisdom of knowing who Jesus is for years, and a few weeks ago made that decision while his grandparents were here visiting with us. Colin, upon your profession of faith in Christ Jesus, it is my joy, my pleasure, and my thrill to baptize you, my son, in the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Colin, Mama has a candle for you to remind you to let your light shine for Christ.
Would you pray with me? Gracious Father and Almighty King, we celebrate these that have made their statement and have followed the example given to us by your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that we would be challenged in our own lives, not only to recall our baptism, but Father, to live it out daily and to serve you by sharing our word, our testimony, the difference that you've made in our life, so that others can come to know you as well. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray and ask all of these things, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what to say. We got four baptisms. We know how thankful we should all be. I've been put up here to give you the prayer of thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the opportunity, but how great is it? How great is our church? How great is our God? How great are our leaders? We pray for all of them. If you bow your heads, please. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great goodness in calling us to know you and to put our trust in you. We thank you for allowing us to be here and be part of these baptisms, be part of this public profession of love for you. And Lord, I pray that these baptisms help all of us, remind us of the vow that we've made to you and the salvation that you've given to us and the grace and mercy that you've shown to all of us. While it may not be our day to be baptized, is our day to remember and our day to lift you up high. Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for everybody in it. We thank you for all that you give us, for all that you are, and all that you be. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
This is the second Sunday of Lent, and as such, as it should be every day, I guess, it's appropriate for us to enter into a time of reflection and confession as we journey together to the cross, understanding that the nature of our heart determines the nature of our relationship with Christ. So as we begin our time of confession together, let me read from Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I invite you to read with me, responsively, our prayer of confession. I'll read the light print if you'll join me in reading the dark print. Merciful God, in baptism you promise forgiveness and new life, making us a part of the body of Christ. We confess that we remain preoccupied with ourselves, separated from sisters and brothers in Christ. We cling to destructive habits, hold grudges, and show reluctance to welcome one another. We allow the past to keep us hostage. In your loving kindness, have mercy on us and free us from sin. Remind us of our baptism so that we may rise to new life and live together in grace. Amen. Assurance comes from God's word in regard to the pardon of our sin. And today we read from Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. As we come to the table, we're aware of that forgiveness. We're aware of that assurance of a pardon for our sin. In the sacrificial act of the Son of God, we were offered forgiveness. I want to say a couple of words about the Lord's table today. First of all, it is a time of communion. Not only communion with God the Father, but communion with one another. So as the tray is passed down the aisle, down the pew, I invite you, serve your neighbor. Don't just take it and serve yourself and pass on. Serve the next one. The deacons are here and they'll be serving the person on each end. And as it goes down, if you would serve your neighbor. The second thing I would say is that we practice open communion at College Park. What that means is if you're a believer, we invite you to commune with us. Whether you're a member of this church or not is not the most important thing. It's about your relationship with Christ. And so we invite you to commune with us as we now go to the Lord's table. The Gospels tell us what happened that night when Jesus met with the disciples in the upper room to celebrate the Passover, something they did all the time. It was part of their ordinary, extraordinary religious year. But on this night, it was even more extraordinary. They probably had no idea what was getting ready to take place. But as Jesus met with them, the Gospels record it. I just prefer the Luke version because I like the wording a little bit better. And it says, and he took bread and he gave thanks. He being Jesus, of course. He took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to them saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He didn't say do it because the church says we're going to do it once a quarter. He didn't say do it because you're supposed to do that every time you have a baptism service. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." You see, it's always been about Jesus. It's never been about us. That has not changed in 2,000 years. So as you take and as you eat, he reminds us, do this in remembrance of him. Moments ago, I read Luke 22, verse 19. Let me read for you verse 20, one of my favorite verses in Scripture. It says, "In the same way." What does that mean? The verse before said he was giving thanks. The verse before says he was reminding us to do this in remembrance of him. So in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." You've heard me dwell on this verse before. The new covenant, a new opportunity to enter into an agreement with your Creator and your Savior. What better deal can we get than that? No longer dependent upon our goodness or our behaving, fortunately for me. No longer dependent on anything we can do, but completely dependent upon the grace of God who offered his Son, Jesus Christ, as payment in full for our failures. And we just have to accept it. It's a new covenant, but we have to buy in. As believers, eternity is sealed for us. So take, give thanks, and do this in remembrance of him. It's been our tradition, and it's a good one. It's been our tradition to have a covenant with new believers, not only as a way of affirming them in their decision, but also in affirming our own decision-making process as we've accepted Christ and as we come to an understanding of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and the roles that they play in our lives. I invite with you, in your order of service, there's the part of, I guess it's on the back, inside back, that says covenant with new believers. We'll read this responsively. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
These things we covenant together before God. Amen. You have experienced a time of worship and celebration this morning. If God has tugged at your heart and asked you to make a decision, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. We're going to stand and sing a hymn number 210, My Jesus, I Love Thee. And if that is the expression of your heart and you've never made that public, if you desire a personal relationship with Christ or have received Him and want to make that public demonstration today, this is an opportunity for you to do that. I'll be here at the front, be glad to talk with you, pray with you, whatever your decision may be in regard to your relationship with Christ. Also, if you are here and you want to rededicate your walk with the Lord, that's great, that's wonderful. You can do that right where you are, probably just by singing the lyrics of this hymn and meaning it. But if you'd like to come and pray here at the altar or speak with me, I'll pray with you, whatever you desire in that regard. If you're here and you say, I'd like to be a member of this fellowship, there are a lot of ways we receive members. I'll be glad to talk with you about that. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. be seated for just a moment. Colin and Drew and Ashley and Sarah, if you would join me up here, please. There are a lot of ways that you can recall your day of baptism. We want to give you a couple things to help you remember. Jeff is going to be coming down through here. He is going to be giving you a certificate of baptism. Hang on to those. There you go. They lined up right in order for you, buddy. That's amazing. That is amazing. And he also has a Bible. I want you to take that with you and read it, commit it to memory, cherish it. That'll never happen again, brother. That'll never happen again. I want to invite you to come by and speak with these beautiful believers following the service. Would you stand with me now? We'll have our benediction and a choral response. Then greet one another and come greet these. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this day, the opportunity to love you, to serve you, to worship you, to praise you for who you are, and thank you for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.